This time on Slaughterhouse Princess, Puppet Master. Killers come in all sizes.
I think you mean Muppet Pastor, Chris?
I'm here, but I didn't have anything prepared. Ah!
Welcome to Slaughterhouse Princess. I'm Chris.
I'm Horse Lanta.
And I'm a Muppet.
So,
oh.
this whole Muppet Pastor. Shut up.
Muppet Pastor.
Been too long. That's all well and good, but you shouldn't switch the first letters on all the names. Like Paul Rudd.
Okay.
Well, say it.
No.
Say it.
Zilch the Tory Stiller would say it.
Roll Pud. Yeah. Poor Donkey Kong, and especially Diddy Kong.
That's a fair point.
Come on, say it.
Nope.
Why not?
I mean, I'm pretty sure Puff Daddy got sued for trying to make people say Diddy Kong as a spoonerism.
Oh, I don't know.
No? Are you really clear?
Conky Dong.
Well, Pity Dong was the joke I was making.
Yeah, I know.
P Diddy Dong.
P Diddy Dong.
The Dong Dong Dong.
It's my favorite, the Dong song. It's about the
world. Yes. Kermit Dong Frog. That's what the D stands for in Kermit D Frog.
It stands for Dong.
Yep. His middle name is Dong.
That is the only thing that's Dong.
Great.
Chris is like, wait, what's a safe response? Compute. Okay, great. So we watched Puppet Master as suggested by Anna because I asked her to solely so that I could make a joke about it being called Muppet Pastor in a Muppet voice.
And we got to talk about dongs.
And we got to talk about dongs, which I'm sure she will very much appreciate.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead, Hoss. Read the book.
You're the Hoss.
Gobless.
I'm not a Hoss.
Gobless.
Shut up, Hoss.
Gobless.
Mm-hmm. So we start off in 1939 in California.
Yes.
Were they dreaming of Californication?
No.
So it wasn't California dreaming?
Possibly that.
Were there mamas and or papas there?
Yes.
Were all the leaves brown and was the sky gray?
No,
the skies were gray. Gray!
Okay. What? Then it was not California dreaming.
You know how I feel about flinching.
Yes.
Sure. Flinching makes me louder and more erratic.
Try it out. We don't need that amplified.
Yeah.
Read your book, Hoss.
So this guy has the voice that I know, but I don't know what he has been in.
Christmas Vacation.
I've seen that once in my life.
Oh, man.
This is probably not that.
You're missing out.
I watched it a couple years ago, and it did not tickle my fancy as much as I wanted it to.
It's so much fun. We should do a whole podcast about that movie.
It's like a whole podcast, not just an episode, but like a whole fucking podcast.
There are like a decade's worth of episodes about that movie.
Just the one.
Okay. Yep.
Just that movie.
As long as Chris saws the finial off of his staircase every week, I will do it.
And we could have 2 full years of episodes just about shitters being full.
That seems like quality content.
I have cut down Christmas trees by myself, but that's because I was working at a Christmas tree farm.
Was Audrey frozen all the way up to your eyeballs?
No.
Oh.
It was butt-ass cold.
That's cold.
Yeah.
Chris only shoots down his Christmas trees.
Yeah, the Walmart don't like it.
Now, I imagine like you having like a hole drilled through your, all the way down through your Christmas tree. Someone can pour like some like vodka up at the top and it goes down through the hole and picks up all the piney flavors. So it tastes like gin by the time it gets down to the bottom.
Yeah.
That sounds practical.
You know, it's like, you know, they have like those vodka ice sluices, you know, only it's your Christmas tree.
Yeah, that reasonable thing, except all you have to do is drill a hole through the entirety of the Christmas tree from the top down to fill
it with
vodka.
If you're going to shoot your tree, like, isn't that how you do it?
What?
If you're going to shoot the tree, isn't that how you, like, isn't that what that's the slang for?
Oh, no, I meant like with a gun, like a regular person.
I am not a regular person.
I am.
I think I've established that recently with a couple of my weird takes on things.
Mm-hmm.
Although Chris has a weird take too. What's not art, Chris?
Movies.
Yeah, movies are not art. That is Chris's weird take.
Movies are not art.
They're movies.
This guy gets it.
Yeah. They're art given motion, but they're not art themselves.
So what the hell do we do around here again?
I think we talk about Puppet Master. Or, I'm sorry, Muppet Pastor, as suggested by Anna.
All 10 years.
Yep.
Yeah, thankfully she did not say all of the Puppet Master, Muppet Pastor movies.
There's only like 15 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is about a third of a year of content for us.
You can have the Muppet Pastor quarter.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like people get real tired of that real quick.
They'll be fine. They'll like what we tell them to like.
I mean, honestly, we could do 1 year just alternating between Final Destination, Scream, and Muppet Pastor movies.
That seems thematically cohesive.
And then you just add in anime there for 1 month. Yeah. And yeah. And then maybe whatever December, since we don't do horror movies in October.
We can watch Freddy Got Fingered 4 times.
Probably not.
No, probably not.
I mean, if you thought I was mean to Chris for that second Neil Breen movie he made me watch, I would get real mean by the end of the fourth Freddy Got Fingered viewing.
No, you have to watch it 4 times. Well, that would be your fifth. And then you're like, oh, man, now I see why this is the funniest movie ever made.
I mean, I enjoyed it, but it was not like a life-altering experience.
It's peak comedy. It's the top.
Yeah.
So anyway, Chris, how does this movie start?
Oh, yeah. Movie. That's what I was asking about earlier, Hoss.
God bless.
Well, there's an old man in a hotel in 1939.
Mm-hmm.
And
he is 100% not a Nazi.
No. And neither are the two gentlemen in the trench coats.
Nope. Those Nazi guys weren't Nazis.
They were assassins.
And they're there looking for the titular puppet master.
I think you mean Muppet Pastor, Chris?
Possibly.
Say Raw Pud.
No. And before they can grab him, he puts all the puppets in a big steamer trunk.
Yeah. With like specially designed compartments for them.
Yeah. And one of them was running around to warn him, I guess, or spying on him.
Yeah, that was Blades, I think.
Yeah, maybe. They have names. I couldn't be bothered to figure them out.
Well, some of them are more obvious than others. For instance, Blades has a hook hand, because that makes sense.
Obviously.
Well, he's got a blade, too, though, dog.
Well, eventually. But not yet.
He's a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, and he gets eyeball boners sometimes.
Yeah, he gets really sharp eyeball boners.
Oh, man, that guy was in Remo Williams' The Adventure Begins, which is an incredibly racist movie without intending to be.
Oops.
Oopsies poopsies.
Yeah. Yeah, never show Remo Williams' The Adventure Begins to your Korean friends.
All right.
Just don't do it.
Damn it, I was getting ready to. There goes my whole tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. So you have to mix things up now.
I was going to gather around all of my Korean friends and watch that movie as did the name that I've already forgotten.
Remo Williams, The Adventure Begins.
Yeah, Remo Williams, The Adventures of Fins.
We all know Remo that. Williams, The Adventures of Fins? Is that what you said?
Because it's what you said.
Yes. Good point.
The Adventure of Fins.
Yeah.
It's all about, like, Finnish people having adventures.
No, it's all about detached fins from sea creatures, but they're alive.
They go on adventures.
Yep, they go on adventures. There's a detached dolphin fin and some other detached animal fins.
Yeah, it's really hard. There's only, like, two sea creatures, so I can understand how you can't come up with another one.
An octopus. Octopus have fins.
Yeah, cool. You managed
to name lots of fins.
The absolute wrong one. Congrats.
Thank you.
Anyway, he hides the puppets in a wall that should not be as wide as it is.
Right. Somehow that wall like fits a whole steamer trunk like long ways. Yeah. You know, like the way wall. Dominic Mysterio eats corn.
I don't like my walls that wide.
Or elote, I'm sorry. That's the sign that I saw on one episode.
Sign? You saw the sign?
Yeah, I said Dominic Mysterio eats elote the long way.
There's no songs about that.
But no, definitely not by neo-Nazis.
No, neo-Nazis write trash songs.
Yeah. Cracked has a whole article about how they think Ace of Base had a bunch of like white supremacists in it. And that's what the songs are about.
Sounds right.
A track.
I have no idea if it's true, but
it doesn't sound like it, but
it makes a convincing argument, is what I'm saying.
Chris is into it.
So the Nazis burst in, but...
Burst.
He's like, I ain't got no puppets!
Yeah, and he blows the back of his brains out.
He probably piled himself.
Yeah.
He eats a pistol. The long way.
Then we cut to present day. Well... We cut to present day 30 years ago.
We cut to the 80s.
Oh, God, 89. That's literally 35 years ago.
I was 10.
I was 11-ish.
Chris was
depending on what time of year it was.
I also possess age.
Chris also experiences linear time.
Yes, just like a normal human.
Allegedly.
And we are in university.
Get it together.
Yeah.
Yale or Harvard or something. I don't remember which one.
Yarvard.
Yeah. Yarvard itself.
And we meet up with a professor of something who's having a dream.
Is that where he's sitting on his couch?
It's like... He has a dream of the dancing, and the guy puts the gun to the lady's head, and they're in the white room.
Mm-hmm. And then he tentacles come out of his belly?
He wakes up, and then he has leeches all over him.
Oh, leeches. That's what those were. Okay, yeah. I got it now.
And then he wakes up again.
Yeah.
It was the old double dream.
Yeah, the dream inside of a dream. It was like Dreamception. If only someone had done a movie about that.
Only. Then we meet Carnival Lady, who is a psychic.
And is giving a psychic reading to Barbara Crampton.
Yeah, which is weird.
Yeah. Like, I don't expect to see, like, in 1989, I don't expect to see Barbara Crampton having, like, just, like, a cameo role.
I liked her, that mouth-breathing boyfriend she had. He was fun to watch.
Yeah. Who was going to go into retail until she was like, no, you're not going to do retail. You won't make any money. And then the psychic's like, oh, no, he's going to go into construction and build retail stores.
Yes.
That's the ticket. Yeah.
Yeah, she was doing super good cold reads. Your grandmother will die soon. My grandma's already dead. I mean the other one.
Yeah, his
grandma will die soon. Oh no.
Yeah. Also, like she said, like my one grandma was dead, but didn't she? Like, shouldn't she have like a whole other grandma?
No, she only has a half of another grandma.
Yeah, she couldn't afford both grandmas.
Yeah, that's fair.
Her
grandma lost
her first half in the war.
I mean, thanks to inflation, it is hard to afford two grandmas these days.
It's not even the top or bottom half. It's their entire left half. Her right half is still okay enough. She gets around.
She just walks around in circles because she can't go forward with both sides.
She can only wheel the one side of her wheelchair, so she just spins.
She lost her one half just right to where she can still poop and pee, so she's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a weird, like...
That's the problem.
Yeah, it's not a straight line. It's a very squiggly line.
Yeah, it's... The mass is equal. That's the important thing.
Yeah, as long and as volume. Can pee and poop.
Yeah. And...
Anyway.
We meet up with the dream... Or the psychic team.
The sex psychics?
Yeah.
Dream weavers.
And...
Dream weaver...
It's unclear if the guy has psychic powers or is like the handler for the lady with the sex powers.
He does, because they have the subject like lay down on the bed and put like some head thing on her, and then have her tell her to like imagine her most erotic fantasy, and he is totally picking it up the whole time.
I thought it was
like the other lady isn't, or was he fucking with her?
I thought he was reading it with the science machine.
I like the science machine. He had to increase the science.
I thought he was just picking up psychically, but he might have been reading the science machine.
I knew he did have to adjust the science sliders because it wasn't science hard enough.
He had to go from like 44 up to like 66 at one point.
Yeah. Not enough science.
We need more science. Science!
He's a scumbag. He's an opportunist for the ghost sex.
Yeah.
Ghost recollections sex.
You can tell he's a scumbag because he's balding but has his hair slicked back and has like a tiny 80s ponytail.
Yeah, he's got the skullet. A little bit of a skullet going on.
He has cocaine and a very large cell phone.
See, I'd rather have a lot of cocaine and a little cell phone than a little cocaine and a lot of cell phone.
Well, no, it's different now. That's how things are now. You get more cocaine and less cell phone, but
yeah, you have to. Yeah, that's the sign of progress in a society is when your cocaine gets bigger and your phones get smaller.
Yeah, that's how you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, one day phones will be so small that the amount of cocaine we will all have
it'll be infinite,
astronomical.
We'll lose them.
We're gonna get buried under mountains of cocaine.
We'll lose them in the piles of cocaine in the street.
Bales of cocaine raining down upon us.
And the phones are smaller than the individual grains of cocaine. So how are you gonna find that thing in the cocaine?
I think with all that cocaine, you won't care about calling anybody ever.
Well, it's because when you sniff them up, that's when you get the microchips. You know what I mean? Yeah. Number of the beast and all that.
Well, Troy will be able to more effectively use cocaine in his favorite method, which is to fill the vents of his car.
Yeah.
It's faster that way.
Then I'll have plenty of cocaine for that.
That's right. I learned from the Birds of Prey movie that cocaine dust in the air makes you fight better.
Obviously.
Which, if you have not seen the Birds of Prey movie, you know, the Harley Quinn, the whatever education of Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey movie, it's real fun. It's not high art, but it's real fun.
I mean, it's a movie, so obviously it's not art, but...
It doesn't have Jared Leto as the Joker in it, so that's a good thing.
0 out of 10.
No, but... Wait. It does reference Jared Leto as the Joker, though.
He's the best, is what I said that one time, remember?
He is the best Joker.
Actually, he might be in it in a flashback, now that I think about it.
I don't like
it. Because she... Yeah, it's a... Yeah, people should watch that movie. It was the last movie I saw in the theater before COVID happened.
What?
I don't know.
Read your book.
Yeah, read your book, Hoss.
And they all basically head to the hotel where the puppet master.
Well, they find out that their friend died.
Yeah.
Or some guy, maybe not their friend, but a former associate of theirs died.
Some man they know.
Yeah, they were all having some kind of psychic meeting, and they all like did some kind of thing back in the day. It's unclear.
Yeah. Yeah. His last name was Gallagher, but there were no watermelons in this movie. I was very confused.
They all peed in each other's eye. Mm-hmm. That's how you get psychic powers.
That's how you get pink eye.
No, probably not. I mean, after like the third or fourth time you get pink eye, though, you get magic powers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Scott Baio's just out there distributing magic power to the populace.
Yep. Peeing right in their eyes.
He's got the things from like a Clockwork Orange to make sure your eye stays open.
Yes.
the Ludovico urine treatment.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a bunch of images of people peeing, and then he pisses right in your eyes.
every time you hear
Wagner, you have to pee in someone's eye. Boy, or Beethoven. Like, was it Beethoven or it Mozart? I forget.
Beethoven.
With the Beethoven, yeah. Sorry. I guess I'm feeling more Flight of Valkyries today.
So they end up at the hotel.
It's definitely not owned by anybody named Bates.
Where they meet his wife and her assistant, employee?
The housekeeper?
Maid?
Major Domo?
It's unclear.
That little fretful lady.
Yeah.
The lady who should have been played by Roz in Frasier?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they apparently bought this place because they figured out that's where the master of puppets was.
I pissed.
Master.
But he died.
Master of puppets and pulling the strings. Yes, yes.
Quite.
Yes. Chris just hasn't recharged his batteries yet.
Battery.
Yeah. That's also true. I was trying to think of a way to fit in For Whom the Bell Tolls, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah, sorry. Well, you know, you wherever your brain may roam.
So they're all there. They're hanging out. They go look at the body because the body is just chilling.
Yeah, it's been embalmed, presumably, and they're having a viewing. One lady sticks a fucking, 17-inch needle into this chest to make sure he's actually dead.
He was. She checked the dipstick.
Yep.
Yeah, his oil was low.
That's how she knew he was dead.
Yeah.
And,
Yes, Anda did suggest this.
You have to say the whole thing. It's Anda Wabla.
Anda Wabla.
Her last name is not Wabla, as far as I'm aware.
It is now.
Yeah, sorry, Anna. You have to change your name now.
Your last name is Wabla. I'm so sorry.
At least until you get married, and then it will be something else.
Chris said it. I'm apologizing for it.
That's weird.
Somebody has.
Usually it's you say it and Chris apologizes for it.
Oh, I thought it was because Chris refuses to apologize.
No. Oh, no. The roles just have been reversed is all.
Yeah. Up is down. Down is up. Cats and dogs living together. Pure, total hysteria.
Mass hysteria, one might say.
Yeah, potentially. If they quote things correctly, they would say that.
The doctor,
Wabala.
The professor guy is talking to the widow and explains all everybody's powers.
Yeah, so he has psychic dreams where he can see the future.
Mm-hmm.
The one lady, the carnival lady, I don't know what, like, she's just like a psychic.
They keep calling her a witch.
A witch, yeah. She does use a lot of, chicken feet and burning of sage and shit in her powers.
Chris said it was balls.
I don't recall that.
You did? No, yeah, you do. You're grinning about it. You do recall that.
I don't recall it.
They were burning chicory and some other kind of shit. You said, huh, it's balls.
Okay.
What? She does have dramatic use of flash paper at one point, which was great.
We just like to say balls.
She did have a stuffed dog.
Yeah, you don't like AC/DC.
No, that's the only song I like by AC/DC. I've said that several times.
They have such other good songs, though.
No, they don't.
Like, they have entire albums of good songs.
I disagree. I respectfully enough disagree.
Oh, I know you disagree.
I didn't.
What?
This is news to me.
You're news to me. Hoss.
The sex lady.
He does say the guy has some kind of power. I don't remember what it is.
Yeah, but the sex lady can read the history of a thing, provided it was about fucking.
Basically, yes. I mean, they don't say it that way, but as the power to demonstrate it, that is the only thing she can tell is if someone fucked here.
She finds the wet spots of history.
Yeah.
Gross, but accurate.
Yeah, she just never goes to the dress aisle of the thrift store.
That's Chris's favorite, is the wet spot. God, it's cold and kind of sticky. This is wrong when asleep.
That's his favorite bar.
They got a quality buffet.
Wet spots.
Yeah. I mean, it's cold and sticky, but, you know, the beer, at least the beer is cold.
Yeah, and sticky. That's how I like my beer. Cold and sticky.
Yeah.
It's hard to knock over that way when you gesticulate wildly.
Yep. You get a few seconds to pick it up if you knock it over.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's like the consistency of molasses.
It's non-Newtonian beer. It's the only kind of beer I drink.
Yeah. Just mix equal parts of beer and cornstarch.
It's really hard to drink.
Well, you can drink it slowly so it stays a liquid. If you drink it too quickly, it hardens.
Yeah, you can't just slam it. You'll die.
Someone punches you and all the beer in your stomach like just hardens.
Breaks your hand, you die.
Yeah, God forbid somebody slaps you on the back while you're drinking.
So that's all the psychics, right?
Yeah, probably. Ghost sex, more sex, the crystal ball lady, and then the guy.
Yeah, the guy who has leech dreams.
Yep.
And they don't seem like they like the guy, though, the dead guy.
No, they don't really seem to be big fans of his. Maybe, like, the professor guy is, like, the most favorably disposed towards him, and he doesn't seem real favorably disposed towards him.
Did we say the wife was there, or was I just not paying attention to anything and just...
You were not paying attention to anything. Chris described her as the widow.
Ah, okay. Oh, I remember that now. Shut up.
Yeah. Yes. Which is typically reserved for the spouse of a dead person.
Read your book, Holmes.
Yeah. The lady of the person, the female spouse of the person who passed away.
Yeah.
Because they dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have a nice meal.
Okay.
I don't remember anything about the food.
I just remember because when he's explaining the powers, they're at the meal and they keep like slow-mo.
Oh yeah, it was that gross shot of him eating shrimp.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see that.
It was real weird. Or the sex dream lady just was eating like a strip of bell pepper for six minutes, weirdly.
She was sucking it. She wasn't eating.
Yeah, it was weird.
do they give good sounds with it too, or is it just the visuals?
No, it was just visuals.
Okay, Christian, you're safe then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no wet mouth.
I feel like
ASMR.
Yeah. I feel like we need like the Christian rating system for, you know, things like that.
This one has a wet mouth noises rating of 0.
What's the LeBlanc scale for that?
Yeah.
The LeBlanc wet mouth noise scale.
Yeah.
What's that as an acronym?
The LeBlanc mouth noise scale, the LMNSS?
Yeah, the limnus.
Spectacular.
Yeah, I don't think there's a good acronym for that one.
It rolls like off the tongue.
Obviously, yeah. It's limnus.
It's got a limnus rating of 4.
You watch, you're going to be seeing like limnus merch.
It's not going to be as popular as Nibor merch, though.
Hey, you never know. May catch up.
Yeah.
I've got a sticker on my wallet.
Good to know.
Because grown men have put stickers on their wallets. That's
how we roll. I have a Nibwarp shirt hanging in my closet right now. I'm gonna bust it out for SHP Con.
True.
Chris is gonna be naked.
Possibly.
I hope not.
Well, we always hope not, but hope in one hand.
I mean, as long as it happens after I leave, I don't care.
Nope.
It's gonna be
as long as it stops happening before I show up. I also do not care,
bro. You're gonna see it start happening.
Yeah. That or just Chris showers like fully clothed.
Yeah, I'm never nude.
Yep.
I'm always wearing my jean shorts.
I'm okay with that.
But it's just the jorts.
Yeah.
And they're cut so it's short just... you can see the insides of his pockets.
I keep it classy.
Mm-hmm. That's how you know what he has in his pockets is.
String.
The string.
Or nothing.
Not the one ring?
Nah.
Okay.
It's a string.
Because at least then you could be invisible and we would all be okay with that.
Yep.
No way.
Then you could run around with like, all of your nudity.
Chris is forcibly visible all the time.
Yeah, I have the opposite of the one ring where it makes you see it all the time.
Whether you want to or not.
Come on, Chris, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Stop being visible already, God.
It's my magic power is just visibility. Just for like a minute. Yeah, I'm a tangible object. That's my superpower.
Yeah, light reflects off of me.
It's pretty terrible.
Yeah. It helps with nothing.
Nah, just being seen. It's all it helps with. So they take the elevator up to their rooms?
Yeah. The old room elevator.
Where Sex Psychic finds out that someone groped or got groped on the elevator, and it was by the guy who died.
Yeah, but it was not his wife.
And she did not seem real into it?
No, she did not.
The little maid lady, she was in there too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But so they decide not to tell the widow that her husband was groping random women on elevators while they were married. Which fair.
Yeah.
I think this is
when like the housekeeper lady gets got?
Soon, yeah.
She went near the fireplace. What the old Louisa Bama told her not to go near the fireplace.
I do declare.
Yeah. And then the pinhead gets her, right, with the fire tending implement to the dome.
After the fun piano back and forth business.
Oh, yeah, because like she keeps hearing the piano, but there's no one in the room. And then she goes to the piano, and there's no one there. And then she goes away, and the piano plays some more. And then she closes the lid on the keyboard of the piano.
And then the fire poker was gone.
When the fire poker is gone, and then the fire poker hits her in the head because, like, the puppet that's got, like, a little head and big arms whacked her with it, with its massive puppet strength.
Whacked.
Whacked.
Whack.
crashed. And she did.
She died.
She has died.
Yep.
She is an ex-housekeeper.
Yep.
She is pining for the fjords.
Yes. For the fjords.
Yep. She is an, she became a Norwegian blue.
Yep, I guess so. I don't know what that means, but...
Yeah. Well, that's because you're not up on your Monty Python sketches.
Nope.
Nope. Horse Lance does not know what a Norwegian blue is, Chris.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sorry, Hoss.
It's an... God bless. It's an ex-parrot. Which is what the housekeeper is an ex-housekeeper now, because she got whacked on the head with the fire poker.
Yeah.
And sprayed red tempera paint all over the logs of the fireplace.
That was real blood.
100p.
And then the widow comes into the room and faints, and you'd think it's because of the corpse, but nope, it's just gone, and she faints because her dead husband is just chilling in a chair.
He was just trying to have a good time.
Just sitting there.
Being dead. He's not hurting nobody, never, probably.
Minding his business, you know. He's just a good old boy, never meaning no harm.
But he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We established that earlier when they stuck like the 17-inch needle into his chest.
Yeah, Hoss.
So, Dream Guy hangs out with the widow.
And I don't think it's because, like, he's sweet on her. I think he's just, like, trying to, like, make her feel better.
Yeah, he's just, like, trying to be a cool dude about things.
Yeah, which was kind of weird for, like, an 80s movie.
Real cool cat.
Yeah.
Because, like, normally he should be trying to, like, have sex with her because it's the 80s.
It's true. That's how it went back then. It was the style of the
time. Just guys always trying to have sex with women.
And
they couldn't afford it on account of the war.
Yeah.
The other three psychic friends tuck him back in his coffin. And then they all split off to go do psychic things.
Yeah. I mean, the witch lady, like, she's talking to her stuffed dog. She's also, like,
the dog later.
Burning various smoky things in her room.
It was balls.
Yes, smoky balls in her room. The sex couple, like, the lady, like, lays down the bed and she's like, oh yeah, like, stars have banged in this bed. I don't remember which stars she said, but
yeah,
they apparently had sex in that bed.
Somebody. Which implies it's the same mattress for like 45 years.
I wouldn't put it past a cheap hotel to do that.
Broke in.
But that gets her all excited.
With urine and dead skin cells.
And she also was excited in the bathtub.
Yeah, because apparently two army nurses spent their leave together in that bathtub with each other having sex, which was like for the late 80s a pretty surprisingly like lesbian sex positive thing.
Yeah, it was a little surprising.
Yeah.
And I guess this is when they have the coitus for science. It's science coitus.
Yeah, like she blindfolds him and ties his hands to the headboard railing stuff, and then she starts having sex with him, and somehow this is science.
Yep. For science.
Yeah.
So that's making a ruckus. That disturbs
could you describe the ruckus for us, Chris?
Could you bring the motherfucking ruckus?
It was described as rearranging walls.
Yeah, yes, it was.
Thanks.
I have described the ruckus for the first time.
Ruckus well brought.
I appreciate that, Chris.
And this upsets, well, not really upsets, but annoys Dream Guy.
Yeah, he can barely even whack off to it.
He bumps into witch lady in the hall.
She's trying to put the moves on him.
And she has like a chicken foot dipped in blood that she like draws a rune of protection on his hand with.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then she burns a something written on flash paper on the front of her door.
Yeah, she's performing various rites to protect them from things.
And then I
she's feel casting spells.
That she's going to have relations with her taxidermy dog.
It is possible.
She does say a lot of things like, I guess it's just you and me again after getting her advances rebuffed. So,
yeah,
it's weird. Weird timing.
Yep.
Meanwhile,
back at the Hall of Justice,
the science sex is going poorly because it's interrupted by puppets.
Yes.
Which, depending on your view on things, maybe means it's not going poorly. I'm not here to kink shame anyone.
Even aren't you, though? I'm pretty sure you've done that in the past, Chris.
Only when you're wrong.
Oh, okay.
When I'm wrong?
Yeah.
You're like, always wrong.
All the time.
Oh.
And
there's a crayon in your brain, Horselanta.
Pull it out.
So mid-coitus, she gets removed from on top of her gentleman.
Because the door was open.
Yeah, she looks over. The door has been open. She's a little freaked out. She's looking under the bed.
And then...
She looks up, and then she looks under the bed again. And then she looks up, and then she looks under the bed a third time. And that is when she sees Drillhead?
Yeah, probably.
Aptly named.
Tumblr. I think that's what that puppet is named.
Tumblr?
I don't know. It's got like a military uniform, but then the top of its head is a drill.
Yeah.
Tunneler.
And
a tunneler, yes, thank you.
It tunnels her right in the mouth hole.
Yep. We've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you have to pay for that.
And the guy, meanwhile, he's still tied up and blindfolded, and he's all like, doesn't seem to think this is weird.
No, he's like, oh, is this some of the sex science that we're doing? Is this surprise sex science? What's going on? And
the leech lady starts erotically licking his nipple.
And he doesn't even, he's into it. Like, he's assuming that this puppet that, you know, weighs probably not even a pound, you have to weigh them in ounces, is a grown woman. And he's like, yeah, lady that was here before, that's pretty good. You're the same size.
100 P.
Size and weight and body temperature.
Yep.
And like just consistency of matter. Like
you clearly don't weigh 9 ounces and you're not made out of wood.
Yeah.
And then she starts throwing up leeches on him.
Yeah. That's kind of her, that's her shtick.
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly, which is nice. Like, it's like the whole mouth stretches open and these weird, like, leech things come out and they're all wriggly and
I like the mouth noises when they're coming out. I either really like them or really don't like them. I'm not sure which.
That's probably not Christian safe.
The LeBlanc scale.
Oh, yeah. So I guess this would be one on the lenivenous or whatever.
The lenivenous scale?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're up to a 1.
Is one
or down to one?
Yeah, is one high or low? I'm confused.
And high or low, good or bad?
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
I glad we cleared that up. All right, moving on.
Hey, come on, Hoss.
So back in the witch's room, she finds the corpse is there, chilling.
Yeah, just, you know, hanging out, doing, like, Bernie things.
Corpse stuff.
She performs some sort of rite in order to, I don't know, make him, like, double dead, I guess? I'm not 100% sure.
Expel any evil which might be lingering inside of him.
Yeah. But then she gets attacked by, Pinhead, I think, right? He's the one with the little head.
Yeah, he grabs her
and
the people hands, which is hilarious.
He, like, breaks her ankle or some kind of shit.
Well, actually, it's a little people hands. It is a little person actress who is the hands. And then apparently when she was acting, they had like the little pinhead on top of her head, like with a sweater, so to kind of like hide what she was doing. Like, it was apparently it was a pretty awkward situation, but it probably looked fucking hilarious being filmed.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Chris is an awkward situation and also looks hilarious.
I would believe that.
Only when filmed.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen Chris filmed, so that's fine.
I filmed Chris, but that's a different story.
Yeah, that's the story I don't want to hear.
I feel like I need to have some information given because I don't remember that. So
I know you don't. I was there. I remember.
Note to self, change locks.
Yeah, and also check for pinholes. Yeah, do you have any stuffed animals in your bedroom, Chris, that you need to, you might need to check?
I'm not going to anymore.
Don't mind that buzzing teddy bear in the corner. It's fine.
It's just Teddy Ruxpin.
That explains the audible recording start I keep hearing every night.
And
the pinhead like
tries to kill her. Ankle.
Not to be confused with Hellraiser
Pinhead. Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely not Hellraiser Pinhead. This is a totally different, legally and every other way distinct pinhead.
It'd be funnier if it was a little pinhead running around talking about he can show you such sights and all that stuff.
Yeah. It's a little like little body, like little itty bitty pins sticking out of its head. Cute. But yeah, like it snaps her leg.
Yeah.
One leg.
But it being a puppet and all, she still manages to run away from it with one leg.
Well, she kind of grabs it and throws it, you know, the classic like child's play conundrum.
Yeah. And then she hobbles to the elevator.
Yeah. Pinhead makes another shot. She throws him down the stairwell. Like all the way down.
Yeah, like that, like 17 flights or whatever the fuck it is. It's one of those like it's one of those staircases that goes around like the inside or the wall of like a, you know, a column, and there's just a big open hole in the middle. She drops it right down that.
Which is pretty good. Then she gets in the elevator and Blades shows up in the elevator.
Like that Wesley Snipes movie.
Yeah. Exactly like that. I kept thinking, where's Deacon Frost?
Are we watching Puppet Master or are we watching Blade?
I often get those confused.
Yeah. I think you mean Muppet Pastor, Brett, or Slanta.
Rawlpud.
So she manages to get the elevator door shut, keep Blade out. When she gets to the bottom, though, who's waiting but Pinhead? Because she did throw it down there. Like, I thought that was pretty funny.
He got up, dusted himself off, and went back to town.
Yep.
On her.
And so they have themselves a little scrap. She throws him again. Like, that's kind of a recurring theme with him.
Which is fair.
And then Blade drops down and slices her up real proper, like.
Which she had had a vision of her throat being cut in the boardwalk tent or whatever she was in. With Barbara Crampton.
Yeah. And that came true.
Yep. She got a hook across the throat.
Yep.
So now we're just down to the Widow and Dream Guy.
Mm-hmm. Dream Guy... So Widow comes to Dream Guy's door, or meets him in the hallway, and says, "You gotta come check this out. Something wild's going on." And then she takes him up to like the attic, and it's the white room, and there's a guy in a mask, and he's dancing with the Widow, and he takes the mask off, and it's the Gallagher guy. And then he attacks the professor guy, and the professor guy wakes up and realizes he had a dream.
Didn't he have that dream earlier in the movie with the leeches the first time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember Chris actually. Chris did mention that earlier in the podcast.
Huh, but I wasn't listening, so technically I remembered something from the movie.
Okay.
Okay, sure. We can play it that way.
Small victories.
See, I haven't been gone for a month and a half. I still know what I'm doing.
Yeah. You're as consummate professional as you ever are.
Yes, yes. It's Chris's dick and a horse and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. I just couldn't even make it a whole episode.
Made it through, he tried. You know, three quarters of one.
And then, yeah, he wakes up, and he's all like, oh, I had a dream. And he opens up, he pulls back the covers, and the heads of all the other ones are there, and he's like, oh, I always have double dreams for some reason.
Yeah, and they were like all, like, the heads were all done up in the way that they were killed.
Yeah. And then there's a knock at the door. And
come and knock on our door. We'll be waiting for you. Three's Company.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
Shut up. Off.
God bless.
So the widow's there. She says, hey, come with me. You gotta come check this thing out. And he's all like, uh-oh.
But I already had
SpaghettiOs.
It's a spaghetti.
This sure seems like a prophetic dream I had.
And then, like, she starts talking to him, and he just starts telling her what she's going to say next. And she's like, how did you know? And he's like, I just know these things.
Yeah. And they go into the room, but it's not the white room. It's the master puppet man's old room.
I think you mean Pastor Muppet Man's room, Chris?
Yeah.
This creeps out dream guy, I guess. He's like, yeah, let's get the fuck out of here. No good will come from this. So they head off. They run, make a run for it for some reason. They head downstairs, and in the dining room, they see that the guy, the dead guy, is not really dead. Well, he's kind of dead. It's actually...
It's some kind of wizardry.
Yeah. He explains his whole scheme.
How he was dead, but then because of what that old Nazi guy told him, he was alive now again and stronger than ever and couldn't die naturally.
Yeah. He used ancient Egyptian magic to animate his own dead body.
Yeah, which I suppose is what happened with the puppets also.
Yeah, well, yes, they used the ancient... They did explain that in the movie, that they used ancient Egyptian magic to... Or alchemy, ancient Egyptian alchemy to animate the puppets. But the puppets also somehow take on the... They react to the personality of the person who is controlling them, or who makes them, or who is around. I don't remember what exactly they said there.
Yeah, somehow he was the boss of the puppets. And also tried it on the former widow's parents, which is why her parents are dead, because he did it poorly or did it well, I'm not sure.
He botched them up, they weren't no good. He brought them back to life, but they weren't quite right. Kept trying to walk on their hands.
That's what happens when you don't bury your own, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the soil of man's heart is stonier and so on.
And so forth.
Too stony.
So they try to run off, they being Dream Guy and former widow.
Yeah.
Wait, is that how that works?
I mean, Gallagher chases them through the hotel with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, gonna smash them up like a watermelon.
Yeah.
I was thinking more Peter Gabriel, but...
Oh.
Sledgehammer. Nah.
Yeah, no, Peter it's Gallagher. More In Your Thighs than Sledgehammer for Peter Gabriel.
I don't know that song. I don't know anything about Peter Gabriel outside of Sledgehammer and the other one.
Oh, yeah, that
big time
famous work, the other one.
See, his other big song is In Your Eyes, but I always change it to In Your Thighs.
Oh, I don't know that one.
And it still works, which is hilarious to me, but... you know, when you're 16 years old and driving your car around and that song comes on and you change it in your thighs, you think you're really funny.
And Pearl Jam's Black, it sounds like they say donkeys and bears.
Good to know.
I mean, excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Also true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I have to, excuse myself before I kiss men.
Pardon me, smooch.
He was in the middle of a conversation and didn't want to appear rude.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. I need to kiss this guy.
Well, I now feel better prepared for Slaughterhouse Princess Con.
Yep.
When Troy walks up and apologizes, I know why and what I'm ready for.
Yeah. If I excuse myself at any point, Horse Lanta's just going to like...
Pardon me, Horse Lanta. Yeah, you're a good guy.
No, he wouldn't be kissing you if he was asking you to excuse him. Wait,
so he would excuse... Yeah. He would say, excuse you to me. And then kiss somebody else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Ah, okay.
Yeah. Because, if I'm in the conversation with you and there's a dude I want to kiss, I'll be like, excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You having trouble figuring out the flow of human conversation there, bud?
It makes it better and more confusing at the same time. I love it.
It is super not confusing at all.
Now, if I tell you to pardon me while I burst into flames, that is a totally different thing.
I'll take a few steps back.
Yeah.
Please do that outside.
There may be an incubus around at that point.
Possible succubus.
Yeah. No, incubus only.
No, I already have one, so I'm saying it's possible.
Oh, okay. Around. Anyway.
What was going on? They tried to escape.
They're being chased. Yeah, they tried to escape Gallagher, who in his zombie body that he is living inside of.
Yeah. So they try to escape. Gallagher punches everybody.
Everybody. Everybody gets at least one punch.
It's like the ending. It's like that that Nick Cage fucking Wicker Man movie.
Yeah. Where he just blasts
bear,
all the women.
Fuck you.
I do love when he punches the bear.
I've only seen the YouTube videos of him punching everybody. I need to actually watch that movie. I feel like I should watch that movie at some point. I don't feel like I need to watch that movie.
Yeah, I feel like you saw the best part already, so.
Yeah, and the original Wicker Man's just so good. Lady Sadie, if you haven't watched, if you're listening, you still need to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... I think that was so there's this daily, guess a movie where you're showing a frame from a movie, and then if you make a guess, and then they'll show you another frame from that movie if you don't get it right, and you get up to six frames to get it right, and one of them was The Wicker Man, and she didn't get it right, and I was very disappointed in her.
How embarrassing.
Yeah.
For her.
Yeah, indeed.
And so he's punching everybody. Somehow, I think he is mean to the puppets in the process of punching everybody.
Yes.
And the puppets decide that they're going to rise up.
Yeah, I mean, they unionize and rise up against their oppressor.
Yeah. So they chase him into the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
He's not very concerned.
No, because he thinks he has control over these things. He thinks he is the Muppet Master.
Yeah, he pulls Pinhead's head off.
Because it's so tiny, too.
Yeah.
He pulls it off. It's like, oh, it's a wee.
And then Blade shows up. He tries to climb out of the elevator, but Blade's up on the top, and he cuts off his fingers, so he falls back down.
Yeah, fuck you, guy.
Then he stabs him in the hand while Pinhead now got his head back and is trying to crush his skull while Tunneler is trying to tunnel him.
Yeah.
What with his drill head.
Tunneler always be tunneling.
And the leech lady is throwing leeches up in his mouth.
As best she can. It's not a very fast process for her.
He's having a hard time. They're all having a hard time.
And they kill him, so I guess his, like, powers weren't so good, it seems. Maybe he overestimated.
I mean, I feel like if he, like, leeches, like, although they do cut, like, his fingers off and it's green blood that comes out.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
It's because he's dead.
Also, apparently, because they didn't want to get an X rating on this movie.
I don't think it would have been that gnarly, though.
That's what the trivia says, is they changed it to green blood to avoid an X rating on the movie.
Seems a little extreme.
It is IMDb trivia, so, you know, take it with a grain of salt and all, but...
So, I mean, it really turns out that he didn't have any powers. He just went through all this shit to bleed out a different color before he died.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, I am immortal! And the pup's like, I'm not so much.
Every other horror movie made in 1989 was 10 times bloodier than this, and they were all rated R.
I'm just saying. That is what IMDb trivia said.
It makes me angry.
Brett Smash! Or Horse Smash.
Horse Smash.
Don't spook me, I'll kick you.
I hate walking behind horses so much.
I make it my business never to walk behind a horse. I worry about them all the time, and I almost never see horses.
I was on a walking/hiking/bike/horse trail, and I had, like, passed, like, there were, like, it must have been, like, a group of people who had, like, rented horses to walk down the trail. They tied them all up to trees, and they went into, like, a restaurant or something, and I had, like, my dog, and the horses obviously, like, were facing butt towards the path, and I, like, got as far away from them along the path as I could with my dog on the far side of me, because I was like, I prefer they kick me rather than my dog. And, like, I mean, the horses were fucking tame as whatever. Like, the horses didn't even move, but I was like, man, I'm staying out of like kick range of those horses no matter what, because all it takes is one thing to spook them, and I'm getting kicked in the head and dying.
Yeah, horses are scary.
Horses are scary. They're one of those animals I don't feel like I can predict what they're going to do, which makes them scary to me.
They don't even know. They're horses.
Also, they're giant. Like,
yeah, I think I've told on the podcast a story, like, when I got escorted across the pasture carrying bee equipment by, like, six horses, like, two behind me, one on each side, and two in front of me, and they just, like, escorted me across the pasture because they thought I might have food, and
they were trying to
that was harrowing as fuck for me, because I was like, I don't know what's going to happen. The farmer has told me that the stallion's kind of an asshole, and the stallion's in front of me, so that's why we're driving, because apparently the stallion did not like vehicles. So we were walking across the field, and my wife's just following, like, behind at a safe distance, and I just have all these horses around me going, I hope to God none of these horses do anything, because I will be dead. Just, there's nothing I can do.
All your face parts are still there, so they didn't get you. Everything's going to be okay.
They were fine. Everything was fine, but I was like, man, if anything happens, I'm dead. I'm getting kicked and or trampled.
In that order.
That's it. You know, I'm fucked. So, yeah. Anyway, back to Muppet Pastor.
Yeah, they kill the guy. And then we cut to the next day where everybody's having a super chill conversation about how they should keep in touch. It's
weird. And by everybody, we mean, like, the two survivors.
Yeah. They're not concerned, it doesn't seem.
Nope.
And Dream Man heads back off to, I don't know, have dreams and stuff and be a professor.
To Prince, to Harv, Yarvard Prince Yarvard. Land. Prince Yarvard. Ridge. Yeah. Yeah.
And the now again widow. I think she turned the stuffed dog into a real dog.
Yeah, presumably she used the ancient Egyptian alchemy to animate the dog.
She wanted to make her a little friend.
Yeah, she needed a little friend.
Yeah.
Definitely no weird sex stuff, Matt.
Definitely not.
And that's it. That's Puppet Master. Sort of. So, Mr. Horse.
Yep.
What do you think
about this? I like it. It's fun. I watched it, I don't know, like 10 years or so ago. Puppet Master's fun. It's not high art, as I learned I need to start saying.
It's not art at all if you're Chris.
Yeah, I know. That's why I like to say it. But it's a fun watch. It's a good intro to horror. It's a good deep cut for horror. Not deep cut, maybe, but I don't know. It's just, it's good. It's funny. It's got a little bit of gore in there. The score's good. Some neat camera work for the time.
Oh, yeah, there's, like, a lot of Raimi cam at the beginning because, like, they're giving, like, the POV of Blade it's, like, running around.
Yeah, I like that. Good sound work and stuff on the puppets running and all that. So, yeah, it was fun. It's lit. I'd watch it if you haven't already. If you're listening to this and haven't watched Puppet Master yet, I don't know.
Now, is it lit all the way up or, like, what level of upness is it lit?
80%.
Lit 80% up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to quantify that. So many new scales we're introducing today.
We quantified it. I don't know if you can visualize it is the problem.
Yeah, you're a new scale.
Thank you.
Yeah. Glad a you fish noticed. Scale.
A fin.
Yeah, like an octopus. Yes. Has.
Yeah, an octopus fin. Yeah.
One octopus fin sandwich, please.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Hoss.
Yeah. Puppet Master's okay.
I think you mean Muppet Pastor?
I think I don't remember half of this movie because I think all of the Puppet Master movies have congealed in my brain into one big mess of, like, I remember puppets from other ones that I thought were in this one but are not in this one. I remember
also, apparently the outfits change for all but one of the puppets over the course of the other Puppet Master movies.
Yeah, I watched a bunch of these back in the day, like the original run of it before they started making all like the on the cheap ones. I think I even not
because this was such a high budget movie.
Well, this was they still had I think Paramount was backing them back then. And eventually Paramount stopped backing them. And it was all Full Moon all the way down, baby.
Moons it's, everywhere.
It's fun. It's goofy. It's not particularly violent. Like, it's got its, like, moments, but nothing too crazy. It's just, it's a goofy idea. It's fun. I like the little puppets. I think they're adorable. I'm a sucker for a little puppet. And it's real good stop motion. Like,
it is.
It's super smooth. I say it's worth it. It's one of those things that, you know, if you haven't seen it, you probably need to just to check it off the list to say, I have seen the Puppet Master. At least one of them.
Muppet Pastor.
I'm not a maniac who's trying to watch all of them, even though I think we may or may not have some folks who have been watching all of the Puppet Masters.
I think we have at least one listener who has watched all of them fairly recently.
Yeah, which kudos, and I'm sorry.
Yeah. We salute you.
Yeah. You're doing the Lord's work. I don't know which
the Dark Lord's work.
Yeah, some Lords. Yeah, go ahead. Watch Puppet Master. It's on Tubi, like all good things are.
The Lords of Waterdeep work.
What do you say, Mr. Troy?
I thought this movie was super charming. I really enjoyed it. It's not super scary. It's pretty dumb. It's a bunch of puppets trying to kill people when they have almost no mass. But it was still enjoyable. I think people should watch it. It's probably one of those things you could show to someone who doesn't like horror movies a lot, but like could probably find the fun in this anyway.
Yeah, shove it in their face. Make them like it.
Yeah. So I know. I think people should watch it. If you haven't seen it, definitely watch it. And then, you know, you can make Muppet Pastor jokes to yourself the whole time. Or, you know, Puppet of Masters or whatever you guys, you know, Metallica. Put on fucking Master of Puppets while you're watching it. Like Dark Side of the Rainbow it.
Yeah. Come to your own conclusions about science machines.
Yeah, I hear it lines up.
What they say.
All the way up?
Yeah.
80%.
80%.
So what are you watching next week, Chris? What movie directed by an Oscar-winning director are we watching next week?
I don't remember.
Near Dark.
Oh, Near Dark. I knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the same lady who directed Strange Days, Catherine Bigelow. Also, The Hurt Locker, I think, is what she actually won an Oscar for. But she is not. This is not the first Catherine Bigelow movie we're watching.
That's true.
Yeah, nitwit.
But it does have the Bill Paxtons in it. And Bill Paxton makes every movie better. Even Terminator.
Yeah, agreed. Yep. So what if other people, et cetera, so forth? Do you remember how to do this? I mean,
you can find us on Google Maps and OnlyFans.
You got it.
Yeah. Well, to find us on Google Maps, you need to have Chris's address. Could you state that for us, Horse Lanta?
Yeah. Beep.
If you want to know Chris's address, come to SHPCon because you will be there.
That's true.
If you're a boomer, yeah, you can find us on the Facebooks. If you're in some other demographic, you can find us on Twitter. We have a pretty much unattended Reddit. You can go to SlaughterhousePrincess.com to find out a whole slew of information, like all the movies that we've watched. And listen to the episodes there. What?
It's a lot of movies.
It is a lot of movies.
Some would say too many movies.
Almost three many.
Yeah. Five ever.
You can head on over to patron.slaughterhouseprincess.com and you can give us $1 a month or something. You can be on a shut up, Chris. And you can get on the Discord and talk to us. We do episodes. I show up sometimes.
It's true.
And then chaos ensues.
Mm-hmm. Let's come back next time for Near Dark.
And when their podcasts think about movies, we'll drink about movies.
Bye.
Put on the headphones.